So for a little bit of fun, I'm going to ask the adults to think about something while we're all talking together up front. And if they can figure it out, I'm going to ask them to keep it to themselves. But I'd like for you to think about what these three names might have in common. Frederick Buechner, writer and minister. Bill Murray, comedian and actor. And Jesus. So if you figure it out, don't shout it out. Okay? Because these guys are already like, I don't know. Let's start with Frederick Buechner. Mr. Buechner once said, if we think that the Christian commitment is something that we just do one time, kind of like spiritual plastic surgery, he said, we're probably fooling ourselves. We probably ought not think of it that way, the Christian commitment. He says that what we probably need to do is every morning when we wake up, we need to ask ourselves, can we believe in all of it all over again today? Can we believe in all of it all over again today? But then he corrects himself and he says, wait a minute. No. First, we should read our newspaper. And then we should ask ourselves, can we believe in all of it? The love, the promise of provision from a great creator, the power of prayer. Can we believe in all of that all over again today? Is what Mr. Buechner proposed to us. So thinking of all over again today makes me think of Bill Murray, because Bill Murray played a character in a movie called Groundhog Day. And this character was a self-centered, egotistical weatherman. And his job was real simple on this particular day. He was supposed to go see if the groundhog, when he came out of his hole, saw his shadow or not. And that would decide for his announcement to the public. Mr. Murray's character would announce whether or not we'd have spring more quickly than not. And that was all determined by the groundhog seeing his shadow. That's all he had to do. But something crazy happened, and he started experiencing that Groundhog Day every day. It was the same day, literally, over and over and over again. And he, because he was motivated by self-centeredness, decided, I have this awareness that tomorrow is going to be just like today. Nobody else knew. He was the only one. And because he was motivated by things that weren't good, he used that awareness to do things that really were not very nice. The good news is, over time, he started to realize, maybe I should use my awareness that tomorrow is going to be just like today for good. And that's what he did. And the cool thing about the story is that it turns out to be sort of a story of hope, because he changes and it breaks that cycle for him of having Groundhog Day day after day after day. Well, Jesus said to his disciples, I'm going to need you to pick up your crosses and follow me day after day. Now, I don't think that the disciples all had big wooden, splintery, heavy beams, crosses, that they would have to take with them wherever they went. I don't think that's what Jesus meant. I think what he meant was, you guys all have different things about you that are challenges. Maybe you struggle with anger. Maybe you struggle with not having a lot of confidence. Maybe you struggle with something that's sad. Maybe some bad things have happened in your life. All those things, all that stuff is what Jesus meant by the word cross for those guys. What's interesting is he didn't say, welcome to the Christian club. Okay, you can leave all that stuff behind and we're going to go out and party. It's all going to be fun from here on out. Doesn't mean we're not going to have fun. But what Jesus was saying was, even with that stuff, even with the burden of that thing that happened that wasn't so great, or the burden of not always knowing what to do next, decision making, fears. Even with all of that, he'll be with us. So he says, you're not leaving it behind, you're bringing it with you, but I am also going to be with you day after day. All you have to do is bring the stuff, wake up tomorrow, over and over again, and decide, am I going to believe it all again today? The promise of hope, the promise of love, the power of prayer, and the provision by great, powerful Creator. Let's pray. Creator God, please make us all like the bird that comes back to the tree today, because yesterday there was food. Amen.